RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's almost the weekend.
It's only midweek.
No, it's midweek.
It's Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. It's Riot Wednesday.
In my head, it's almost the weekend. you can't stop me.
We're definitely closer to the weekend than we were yesterday.
And even much closer than we were Monday.
Yes. We can look at it that way.
You know what? Glass half full.
There you go. Yeah. But let's not rush.
Let's not rush.
Let's wait a while. Because I mean,
what's important is that we're together again.
Because every time your love is near.
Yeah. And, you know,
it makes me happy.
That's the way love goes.
It's Janet Day.
Oh my gosh, you're so nasty.
Excited for Janet Jackson tonight. But yes, we gotta get through the show first. And
I will be so hard.
Wednesday.
I will be so heartbroken if she doesn't sing Pleasure Principle. It's my favorite song.
Pleasure Principle. I love that song too. Oh. I love Come Back to Me.
Black Cat. Or, no, Miss You Much. Oh, Miss You Much. I really miss you.
Is this
much.
Rhythm Nation yes. era?
Yes. Yes. Miss. Let. Come back to me.
That's one of my favorites.
Please. Oh.
I love that song. Ah, Janet! Oh. Ready for you.
Queen
Miss
of
Jackson.
Pop. Queen of Pop. Queen.
For today. Yes. Let's go with that.
Let's start the chanting. Queen of
Pop.
Si Madonna talaga. Umigil kayo, ha? Magsitigil kayong dalawa.
But yes. If you got tickets, we'll see you there tonight.
All right.
Yeah, we'll be there. But yes, it is Riot Wednesday, so we'll definitely be playing some Janet Jackson.
Oh, yes.
Some Madonna, too.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Because we're playing 2000s and 2010s music. And at 7 o'clock, we're going to get started with OPM Riot on TMR.
Yes.
And we go as far back as the 90s for that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. We are thanking Kyle Yanis for the topic. Thank you, one of our old reliables when it comes to our top 10 topics.
Thank you.
And thank you, we're already trending number 3 in the Philippines.
Ooh, awesome.
Thank you very much. Hashtag awkward questions. You know how, like, sometimes a question is just a question, but sometimes it makes things very awkward?
I have one.
Okay.
In mind.
Okay.
Are you a mother, man?
Never mind. Okay, tell me later.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen
okay,
it.
Okay,
okay.
And, okay, let's give you some examples. Awkward questions from your Joa. If you never met me, who would you be in a relationship with now?
Oh. Why would you want to know?
Right? Yo, kunyari, I'm not part of the picture. It's not like you never met me. Like, you removed me from the equation. We never met each other. I don't exist as a human being. Who would you go for?
Oh my God.
Like, in your current, like, circle, who would you probably
Why
be
would
with?
You ask that question?
Because you know what makes it awkward? If he actually answers.
Exactly. And then what?
And then what?
And if I tell you it's blank,
right?
Then what?
Yeah.
my gosh.
And then yung ano niya argument is like, yeah, but that's if you weren't here, but you're here.
Ah! Ah! Have you ever asked Baby Whale that question?
No! Why would I? Plus, I'd have some ideas. I'd already have some ideas. Yeah.
No need. No need to ask.
The answer is no one. I would be a hermit. I would be like, because no one compares to you. And if I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby.
I want nobody, nobody but you.
Yawn. Because nobody, everybody pales in comparison. And even if you didn't exist, there will be a part of me that believes nothing compares to this thing that never existed.
Pero what about yung parang it's said to belong to someone else when the right one comes along?
Wala. Hindi pa nagagawa yung kantang yun. Hindi rin nag-exist yun.
Talaga?
Parang kahapon. So we had a little event here in the station. So we were eating, drinking. So nung drinking part na naglabas na ng chips, ganyan. And then Hazel said, gusto kong subukan yung truffle chips. So, wala, walang truffle. Hanggang cuffle lang. Stop making truffle happen.
It's not gonna happen. Pati talaga yung mga table na biktima kasi gusto nila ng truffle. They're rooting for the truffle. I don't know why.
No,
you refuse
wala,
to give walang, it to everyone.
Walang truffle.
Cuffle lang.
Cuffle lang.
Fight lang. Ano ba yung truffle chips? Is it like a different flavor?
It was a truffle chip. Yeah. We wanted to try it. And
it was a trifle.
Yeah. I know, right? Mm. Another example. Awkward questions. Why haven't you accepted my friend request?
Do you expect the person so to like awkward. Give you an explanation? I don't know. I mean, sometimes someone kasi, because you have a lot of friend requests, you sometimes don't see all the requests, but also there's always that possibility that they didn't accept you for a reason.
I would not ask.
I would never ask.
If I sent somebody a friend request, tapos dead ma, even if there's a chance na hindi lang nila nakikita, I still wouldn't ask. For the slim chance that they did see it but didn't want to add me.
Yeah.
I would feel so awkward.
Yeah, it's the same as like, why didn't you follow me back?
Yes.
Or why aren't you following? Why did you unfollow me? It's, or if we, all related.
Or if we escalate it all the way, it's the whole like, why can't you love me?
Oh my gosh. What is happening?
That's basically what you're
That's
asking.
That's basically it. Because yes. Parang like, you know, like kunyari, you have a crush on someone, tapos like they just refuse. They keep rebuffing your advances. Yeah, it's like, why? What's wrong with me? Why can't you love me?
Oh my God.
Oh, that's so awkward.
It is so, if you think about it, oh my gosh.
Kasi pag naman sinabihan mo ng totoo na, I just don't find you attractive.
Oh,
how dare you?
In what situation would you ever ask?
I know, right?
Like maybe if it's, for example, like they need to send you a message for work.
But do you have to be friends to do that? I think sometimes you can send them. It's going to appear on your message requests.
But you know what? I get messages from people who are not.
Yeah, exactly.
Friends.
I get messages from people who are my friend's friends. But I don't get messages from people who are not friends with a few people who are actually my friends.
Ako kasi pa, I guess my settings.
I never changed my settings.
Everyone.
I changed my name.
So for yung kunyari, pag may mga, yun nga.
Kasi minsan work inquiries. But it doesn't appear on my, like, my main message page. Parang it becomes like a request first. So I have to go to my message requests to check.
Mine gets sent kasi to my, like, the page.
Right.
But my personal account. That's
right,
different.
Right.
I mean, I don't get work inquiries there.
That's true.
I just get like Pokemon stuff.
And another example, awkward questions during Truth or Dare with friends. If you had to kiss someone here, who would you choose? I mean, two things. Like if everyone's platonic, it's just weird. Like, alam mo yung, kunyari, walang HD. Like, literally, you're all just like friends. It's just a fun question. It's still awkward because if forced to choose, meron kang pipiliin.
Yeah.
And suddenly, it's like, Me?
Oops.
Right?
True.
And two, if may HD, makes it even more awkward.
And if merong ibang may gusto sa'yo, tapos hindi yon yung pinili mo.
Pinili mo.
Then it becomes even extra, more awkward.
Extra awkward.
Ox.
Right? And kasi gets ko pa yung ano, gets ko pa yung, kunyari hindi naman kayo friends. Like a general, like you're relatively strangers.
Yeah.
Kunyari you're in a cruise ship. And there's this like big group, diba? Mm. And you play Truth or Dare. That's kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, who do you find attractive?
But not people you actually
know. People
you
hang out with.
Yeah.
And then you ask this question. Parang like, oof. Okay. And here's another example. Awkward questions. What's my name? You don't remember me, do you?
Oh, that's a good one.
Of course I know you.
Okay, what's my name? Yes, I'm waiting.
Rambutana.
Correct.
When in doubt, just go with the rambutana.
So you do remember me.
The odds of you being correct, I'm telling you, pretty high.
But I mean, you don't get to the point where you say, what's my name? Say my name. No.
Right.
It's like, you don't remember me, do you? Oh, no, I do. Of course I remember you.
Okay, what's my name?
Yeah, but that's the thing. It doesn't get to that point anymore.
Actually,
why not? Because if I don't, you remember me? Okay, sige. What's my name?
You know what? I think as of late, I've been pretty, like, honest with that. Like, you're parang, oh my gosh, hey, no, wait, I know you. Oh my God, what's your name again? You know, and then I'd be like, oh, okay, then I know you from this or from that, you know. Parang sometimes kasi yun nga, just to avoid the awkwardness, you might as well just, you know, come clean.
What if somebody says, what's my name? While looking up.
While what?
Nothing.
Nice. Continue naman. So that we know what you're talking about.
Makapagsalita ka pa ba nun?
Okay. Okay. From... awkward questions. Hindi pa kunyari yung sa dentista, ang awkward nun ha.
While you're looking up the dentist mo.
Oh, tapos alam mo yung naka...
Tapos naniluha-luha ka pa, di ba?
Tapos meron yung ano, that thing, that suction thing, di ba?
Yung the one that blows air. Or
no,
like
no,
water.
No, yung the one that gets the saliva
out.
Di ba? Parang it's like, di ba? So ang hirap. Kasi nga parang like, you know, you can't really talk.
My gosh.
And I find it so funny because, you know, like our dentist, ang hilig niyang magkwento. And minsan,
in the middle of,
may question. And you're like, huh? So it's like, yeah, that makes it awkward. And one last awkward questions from your date. Especially a first date. What's your body count?
Oh.
Ooh, that's an odd thing to ask.
Very.
Right? Kasi parang like, what?
First date?
Parang what's the... What are you trying to say?
Are you trying to shame me?
Yeah, exactly. Diba? Parang merong ganong ano eh, na parang... And it's just a weird thing to ask, to be
honest. It's weird, yeah.
Maybe
but,
later
you know,
on,
totally
parang
be,
for fun.
I'd totally be open about my body count if I was asked.
Yeah.
Because like,
oh,
I don't...
Same.
But it's still weird, right? I mean,
but
like,
it's just
lalo
like,
na pag first couple
yeah,
of dates.
Yeah, too soon.
Too soon. Parang I think it's something that you ask if medyo magkakilala na talaga.
Yeah, if you're close na.
If you're close na, diba? Parang it's kind of weird.
For example, love is blind. Kung ganon. In that situation, do you think that would be something that would come out in conversation? Not in the first date, but maybe after a few.
Probably.
Ako nga for a game show. I mean, you know, it is partly entertainment, partly
yeah.
real. No problem with that. Ang ano ko kasi parang like IRL, you know, like.
Yeah.
An actual date.
If you're like meeting for the first time.
Meeting for the first time. Or even couple of times. Even if it's not the first. You know, second or third. It's still an awkward. Like, oh, by the way, what's your body count? It's kind of
Why do you
weird
wanna know?
Thing to ask. I mean, and not necessarily because there's a lot. Even if, let's say, your body count is low, I just still feel like it's a weird question.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be in the lab. Not the amount of people you've with, but the amount of people you've
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. What's the difference between and
Wait a second.
I mean, like
the first one is.
Shocked ako na.
Same.
Like what?
Like a serial killer asking you. You get
okay,
me.
Okay.
I was like, what?
Anong difference? rin sa were they more intense?
Probably.
Ano, dapat ano. Not how many people you've like with, but more like how many people.
Yon.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Can you say weird about? That sounded sexy. So there you go. Awkward questions. If you, some questions are awkward on its own. Yung iba, you can tell us like, in this situation, this would be an awkward question. Okay, so if you want to join us, go ahead, send them all in. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag awkward questions in all your posts.
And if you've got requests and shout outs, go ahead, send them by the text line 0961-1367-931. We're on Viber and Telegram. We can also send them via x at rx931. Let's get Ride Wednesday started with Chico, Hazel, and Marquee. We're playing music from the 2000s to the 2010s. We're only here on The Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for some hashtag tea over coffee. Why don't we start off with Lily Allen, who says that having children ruined her career. She basically said, I never really had a strategy when it comes to career, but yes, my children ruined my career. I love them and they complete me, but in terms of pop stardom, totally ruined it.
Ooh.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, if your trajectory was, I mean, global superstar, and you want to just focus on your kids, then I guess it's like you have two things you're focusing on instead of one big thing.
It's just funny how blunt she's being.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, like, it will affect you because it's the most major thing that could happen to you.
That's true. And sometimes it's not so much having kids, but more like maybe the time away from your career. I don't think it's ever stopped.
Which you're forced to
people.
Take because you had kids.
But okay, it's like, I don't, like, especially in this day and age, I don't think, like, having kids in itself would turn off, like, for example, fans. Na parang, ay, pop star, tapos may, you know, I don't think it's that. It's
but
more
I
of,
guess it also depends on, like, the stage you're at. Because I think by the time she had kids, parang she hadn't reached That level
yet.
Of being like untouchable, as in like no matter what happens, like we will like, support you.
For example, like Mariah, diba? Like she had kids, Madonna, she had kids.
She had them till late.
Right? So, I mean, you know, siguro nga it's the timing, it's the amount of time you
took
off.
Same with athletes.
I mean, there is a way. It's not the, kumbaga, having kids is not a sure, like, end of your career. It's more of, when do you have them? How much time do you take off? And the quality of the output post-kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi minsan, don't blame the kids. Baka naman, maybe the songs weren't as good, you know, post-kids. So, ang daming factors.
And there are certain jobs lang talaga that would, you know, be more difficult to return to versus other jobs.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, like, Beyonce kept her career, right?
Exactly.
But she was already Beyonce.
She was already Beyonce.
Ano lang eh, I think it's more of like, not so much ruined, but maybe like derailed. Alam mo yung medyo na ano ka lang na, na
there's a sidetrack.
But I guess, a big speed bump.
But I guess it's also on brand for Lily Allen to be outright straightforward.
But imagine those kids reading this article,
I know,
like,
right?
When they're older.
Parang sakit naman fucking ganun.
Damn.
Ow.
Or maybe they're already older. They're like, mom. In other news, Diane Warren threw a mini tantrum at the Oscars after Ariana Grande skipped the names of the best original song nominees before revealing Billie Eilish as the winner. So Warren was so pissed at not being mentioned there, she leapt from her seat and started running around the orchestra level looking for board members to complain to.
Oh my God.
Wait, so like she went straight to the winner?
I guess so.
Because that's the thing with, ano, diba, with Al Pacino. But they were saying it was not his fault. I mean, supposedly, yun talaga yung...
Kasi nga, diba, how like, it was supposed to go.
How it was supposed to go, because each movie was already featured throughout, alam mo yun?
Right.
Like,
diba, the yung whole show.
Diba, like, parang at the end of each segment, merong parang little, like a couple of the cast members will talk about the movie and then a clip. So parang yeah. yun na yung parang nominee. So
pag, there was no need for him to mention every single one of
parang
them.
All over again. So ang instruction kay Al was just go to the stage, go in front, and then just announce the winner.
Oh.
But I'm sure with this one, it's different. I mean,
Ariana wasn't the only one who skipped other nominees down.
Oh, look at that.
A lot of other people did. It wasn't in the script, but so I guess some people skipped the name, some people just went straight for the...
But aren't you like reading a teleprompter?
I know.
It's weird.
No, she's reading the... I don't know.
Ah, no. Usually it's...
It's a card.
It's no. Usually you just say, and the nominees are. Tapos
and then
merong
they
clip,
just flash
right?
like the yeah.
Oh, so I don't know.
O baka hindi lumabas, or baka hindi niya binanggit pero lumabas.
Oh, that's so strange. Because especially for the alam mo yung outside of Best Picture, usually you have to say the nominees because you don't, diba? I mean that's your like.
But usually, kasi voiceover na yun eh.
Usually voiceover.
And then naka pan, you know, all the little windows na may video of each nominee, diba?
But that's the question. Why didn't she, like, wasn't there a teleprompter for her to say, and the nominees for best musical whatever are, diba? Tapos lalabas na yung video. But hindi siya kinu.
Well, I guess we have to watch the clip back again to see what actually happened.
Okay. But I get it though. Parang, hello, you got all dressed up and everything, and that's your one moment in, like, you know, Oscar glory. Tapos hindi man lang nabasa yung. Kasi diba, when you just say the winner, then you don't know who the other nominees were. Parang you didn't give them the honor they deserved, right? So I kind of get it though.
What we were talking about a couple of days ago, the whole Miss World controversy with Megan Young.
Mm-hmm.
Miss World Botswana Lesego Chombo appealed to the public to stop bashing Filipino beauty queen Megan Young. This comes after Young was criticized for fixing Chombo's hair during the final round of the international pageant.
You know what? I give full respect to people who, like, alam mo yung people are angry on their behalf and actually be like, guys, stop it. You know, I'm fine. Kasi minsan, like, nowadays, mas galit pa yung hindi concerned. And the person that they're having an outrage for is already good. They already settled things.
They moved
tapos
on already.
Iba parang tuloy-tuloy pa rin.
Or sometimes, kasi grabe yung outrage nyo or nung public, kahit hindi ka pa okay as the person who was like slighted, you're forced to then defend the person that made you feel that way because, you know, you want to tell everybody to stop
calm
harassing
down.
This person. Yeah. And you're like, ugh. You know
parang,
what I mean?
Yung parang like, this is between us, you know? And
that must be so frustrating.
Let us settle it in our own way, in our own time. And tuloy, ikaw pa yung nagigilty na parang
yun
like...
Yun parang ako pa yung may kasalanan ngayon.
Yeah, so I just wish people would, you know...
Well, imagine the trauma though.
Exactly.
Well, on both sides, but with Megan now, she's never gonna fix anyone's hair ever again.
Exactly. And ano rin talaga. Like,
sorry,
so,
I'm just saying.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's enough to just point it out.
Maybe,
and then
yeah.
lesson learned,
That's
you
true.
Know? And then finish. Sometimes, you know... Diba, like, in Thailand, for example, you're never supposed to touch anyone's head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, diba, we talk about this all the time. Yung, in Japan, you're not supposed to eat while walking. You know, these are like little cultural things. But, you know, if somebody makes a faux pas, just point it out. And then let's all move on. Minsan lang kasi parang hindi commensurate yung outrage dun sa nagawa. And sometimes, pinoint out na. Nag-apologize na, nag-change of behavior na, and people still wouldn't let it go. It's like, what do you expect a person to do?
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, there you go. I guess it's time to, like, move on, let live.
Mm-hmm.
That was our hashtag, Tea Over Coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And thanking everyone before we start the greets, thanking everyone. We are top trending topic in the Philippines.
Yay!
Okay, so let's start off with some greets.
Good morning to Elmer Velasco. Thank you for tuning in. And Elmer's got a couple requests for OPM Riot.
Already?
OPMR. We did get started with something from Francis M. Kaleidoscope and Kala Jeepney. Hello to Renz. Good morning. Also to Nej and Shay Bulong. Hi to Pawis Niakla and all the Rusher Aces. M says good morning. Hi to Mitch and good morning to Justin Sayana. Ambet says happy hump day, TMR. Hello to Rhyme and Reason, Edward Villiona. Juan Miguel says good morning. Also Jerome and the UP Dreamers and D2 Run Crew. Or Aaron says, can I request for a birthday blending for me and my husband Ping? It's our birthday today and tomorrow.
Makasunod.
How cute.
Oh, that's so cute.
Aww.
Ping and Aaron. Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Ping and Aaron.
Happy birthday to you.
Don't forget the and. Hmm? Pag Ping and Aaron, kailangan talagang may emphasis on and, diba?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Hello to Arlene. Good morning. Good morning. At first, I was like, is this a trap?
Yeah, it's a trap.
Hello to your British cat, Pia. Hello. It should be pronounced with a British accent, says Arlene. So, Pia. Hello. Good morning to Zarin. We also have Jean, Embuido, and Mika. Sarah says hello. Also requesting for something for OPM Riot, Adventure, and Joy, and Melai. We have Melvin. Melai says, pa birthday blending naman to my friend, Dedhey.
Dedhey? No, Dedhey nga.
Kaya nga, Dedhey.
Okay, Dedhey.
Happy birthday, Dedhey.
Happy birthday, Dedhey.
Happy birthday, Dedhey.
Happy birthday, Dedhey.
Happy birthday. Hello to Yon Tifian and to Bon Voyage. Good morning to Ange also. And Tino, what's up? That's it for the text line for now.
A greeting, Galactus Intolerance. The songs were already performed all throughout the Oscars. Maybe that's why, so that they can save time.
Oh, there you go. I think for the categories, na meron na kayong highlight per nominee, like Best Picture. And yeah, many years, Best Song, kasi kakantahin na siya on stage. Parang yeah.
No need.
Parang no need. Parang now that that's cleared up, parang OA ni Diane Warren. Para magwala siya ng gano'n.
Very Karen.
How dare ya?
No, totoo. It's so Karen.
It's giving Karen.
Kasi kung hindi na-mention, yeah, I would understand. I would be upset if I were a nominee. Pero kunyari, kinanta na nga yung kanta and like... And
I mean, you had an even bigger moment than other people.
You got your flowers.
Who were just like mentioned.
Iba, diba? Ano lang,
so
the nominees
quickly.
Are.
Yeah.
Tapos na. Oh, eh. Sorry.
Advent Choi says happy birthday to her their fur baby, but Chichai. Hello. Arch Aguilar says good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great day. Nina Hidalgo is locked in as well as Renz Rufil. Thank you so much for the tea today, saving our lives one day at a time. And that's it for greets.
We've got our top 10 for today. Thanking Kyle Yanis for the topic, awkward questions. Let's start off with, let me see here. Fitz Villafuerte.
Number 10.
True story. I was in a restaurant and I overheard the titas in the next table talking. And one tita asked another, original ba yung bag mo? Kakasing fake. I mean, especially if it is. It makes it really awkward.
Yeah, because basically you're saying that doesn't matter how expensive that bag is, but when you're wearing it,
yeah,
doesn't look so expensive.
Hindi, okay pa nga yung ano eh. Okay pa nga yung if it is real. Mas awkward pag fake talaga. Because you're put in the spot, right? You're like, bumibili ka ng klase.
That's true.
Kasi at least, okay, at the very least, even if let's say nagmumukhang fake pag ikaw, pero pwede mo isampal sa kanya na, oy,
hoy, totoo,
original to.
Original.
And then end of argument, right?
Right.
Yung isa kasi,
kung fake talaga.
Kung fake talaga, and they're trying to pass it off as real.
As real.
Yun yung real, magiging awkward talaga. Kasi, magiging defensive na yung isa. And like, ha? Ano, bigay sa akin kaya to? And blah, blah, blah. Ayun na, magiging ano na. Tapos wala na, you can't go back to like,
oh no,
chikahan. Kasi, na-offend na yung isa.
And then once they clock that, parang, even if next time yung dala mo, hindi fake.
Authentic.
People would be like thinking yeah, na lahat ng gamit mo fake.
Tsaka ano ha, some people like really take this seriously. Pag kunyari may nag-post ng supposedly like
oh, yeah,
branded
there's a,
bag.
A whole account dedicated.
And they'll tell you why. Yung para tinan nyo to, yung studs, ano lang, apat, dapat yan, anim. Yung mga ganon, like they will tell you why it's a fake. And they will give you proof. And it's like,
cringe.
And coming from Tampupu.
Number nine.
Awkward questions. Anak, ano tong parang cylindrical toy sa drawer mo?
Yo-yo?
Cylindrical nga.
Massager.
Parang ano?
Massager.
Oo. Or like a...
What?
Never mind.
Hindi, paano nga? Parang titiklik din anong ka?
Ano lang yan? Pang ano? Pang pukpok?
Mukha nga.
Pang ano? Pang hammer.
Accurate. Accurate. Ako, I would stick with massager.
It's most likely it's a massager. Yeah. It's one of those long massagers.
Yes, yes. I would stick with that.
Ano yan? Bagong technology in ano? May ano yan? May features. Oh,
meron.
Kakaiba. Okay. Kakaiba yung features yan.
And from Simply Nedge.
Number eight.
When your secret crush asks you, so, sino ang crush mo? Eh, oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yun na kasi nitatanong ko sa'yo yung crush ko.
Oh, God.
Don't get me started.
Hindi, pero gets, like, the challenge to not react, like, to not to blush, for example. Imagine your biggest crush. And then they ask you, like so, sino crush mo? And it's like, oh, and you don't know what to say, right? And like, it is embarrassing. And can I just let you listen to
what?
I don't know the but this guy was interviewing a girl who apparently was his like biggest crush. Tapos nag-interview siya. Tapos so the girl goes like, you asked me that question already. I let you. It's a video, but I'll just let you listen to the
okay.
audio. Ito yung reaction niya. Okay, so here we go. Ano to?
You already asked that. Alright, what do you like?
Is this like legit?
Yes. Like he was so
like
flustered.
Oh my God!
I'll show you the video later. Like he was so flustered because ang ganda ng girl. So apparently, parang yung backstory, like he's been crushing on this girl for the longest time and got her on, I don't know if this is a podcast or maybe a stream. And then, nung siguro nagtanong siya, siguro nanenerbyo siya, tapos nagdoble yung tanong niya. Sabi ng girl, looked straight into his eyes and went like, oh, you asked that question already. Diyos ko, tapos hindi na siya makasalita. Oh,
my God!
I'll show you the video. It's so adorable.
Totally incoherent. Like,
incoherent.
What?
Tapos, like, kasi ang, parang naka-lurch forward siya towards the girl. So the girl suddenly lurched forward. So biglang lumapit yung face. Yun yung biglang napa-back up siya. Tapos yun na, hindi na siya makasalita. Because he was just like, he had the biggest crush on this girl.
And caught on cam.
Oh, and my gosh. I'm pretty sure he was cringing when he was rewatching that.
That's horrible.
Alam mo yung lahat ng game mo out the window. because you were just so flustered because that was your ultimate crush. And oh, I wouldn't know what to do. I would not know what to
do. But I think you're pretty good at playing it cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I can am
fake
too.
It. I can fake it. Diba nga, minsan nga, I'm a little too good that it looks like I don't like the person. Parang galit pa ako dun sa tao kasi nga parang, because I try so hard to mask it. Ang nangyayari, lumalagpas. And it turns out like parang suplado na ako to the person.
Yeah. Because, well, that's strange. Because ako, I play it cool only because may nabangko na ako na lende. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I was probably flirty like while talking to the person or
kasi.
Messaging the person. So then when I see them, I can act a little...
Aloof.
Aloof. Kasi parang then it will cause a little bit of confusion because they're like, parang ano ba to? Parang I thought...
But parang flirty siya sa DM.
Pero, yeah. Then it adds to the mystery.
Oh. Ako kasi I can't. Because I feel like...
You don't want them to know.
I feel like such an open book. Yung feeling ko pag if I don't put extra effort... Yun, yung magiging, nga kasi, bakit ako, ano? Yung feeling ko magiging ganun ako. So, I'd rather, like, really try to be very, like, stern.
Yeah.
And very, like, I'm not interested.
Like, business-like, almost.
So, I'm like, sa'yo tong pangit na to. Hindi magkakagusto sa'yo ang pangit-pangit mo.
I cannot. So, oh my God.
What?
It's so annoying.
That's my style.
Reset.
And from Maxim de Winter.
Number seven.
True story, my cousin is an illegitimate child ng tatay niya. Nung nasa wake kami ng dad niya, in the presence of his half-older brothers, yung isa nilang kamag-anak ang nagtanong, so, ikaw yung junior? Grabe, hanap away si tita. Kasi kumbaga parang
Ooh,
like...
child.
How come you're the junior and there are the actual, like, the legal children? And it's, oh my gosh. That, I mean, like, even just saying it,
it's
I'm cringing.
None of your business.
Yeah, leave it. Don't ask stuff like that. And coming from Mike Ferrer.
Number six.
From the nanay of your ex. Okay, so imagine you had a jowa. Tapos nag-break na kayo. Tapos you ran into... yung nanay nung ex mo. And then, the mom asks, di ba sabi mo dati nung nangliligaw ka pa that you would love our daughter forever?
Damn. I mean,
kaya wag ka magbibitaw ng ganon.
That's a lot.
You know what? Even if, let's say, nasa legal stage kayo, wag ka magbibitaw ng mga ganyan.
But when, you know, sometimes when you're young, you tend to make these big promises and, at the time, parang feeling ko naman you had every intention to of like keeping it, pero,
hindi, pwede ka naman kasi maging superlative without going there. Gets? Like,
oh,
I promise to love your daughter with all my heart. Yung mga ganun. Yung mga, but kailangan pa na I will love her forever for
but
the
like,
rest of my life.
As the older person, I'm talking about
the
parent of your ex, parang they should know better than to put you on the spot like that. Na parang, but well, it didn't work out, you know?
Actually, to be honest, it is a very big compliment. It means they still probably like you.
Oh, yeah.
Diba?
True.
Like, kunyari, like, they didn't like you. They'd be like, good riddance. Ito parang they're like, trying to get you to be true to your word pa. Sabi mo, mahal mo yung anak. Diba?
Oh.
Parang like, it's almost as if they're as hurt by you breaking up with their daughter as the
hurt
daughter.
Because the daughter's hurt. Your ex is probably not over you.
That's true. Pero kasi diba, yung ibang parent niyan would be like, if you hurt our daughter, wag ka magpapakita sa amin ulit. Diba? Bakit maisusumbat yung, sabi mo, mamahalin mo siya forever.
Hindi, siguro yung parent, parang ikaw, yung pabebe. Sabi mo, mamahalin mo.
Grabe, baka parang ikaw, yung pabebe.
Coming from me. Kung na nagsasabi
right?
nito, ha?
Oh, grabe tong si Pat.
Alam mo, Carol.
And from...
Ikaw si Ket-Ket.
Si Ket-Ket.
Ako si Pot-Pot. Pot-Pot.
Si Pot-Pot at chikit.
Pag wala si Marky, it's the get, get, and put not... show.
And from Archer Aguilar.
Number five.
As a doctor, we do have to ask a patient's history. And the question we usually ask, when was your last sexual contact? And yes, we really have to ask this.
Mm.
So, and it's, you know what's really like awkward? When sometimes, kunyari, you know, like kunyari nasa college pa, for example, yung kid, tapos kasama yung parents or parent. But the doctor has to ask this.
Oh.
That's tough. Kasi college, di ba? I mean,
yeah. And yeah. That's usually like when you first when miss
but
your...
Start, right?
But I'm sure the parent is asked to leave the room, maybe?
Well, hopefully.
Like, because if hopefully. Not, then the kid's gonna lie. I mean...
And that's the thing. They need to tell the truth. If the doctor is to give an accurate diagnosis, right?
Yeah.
Pero for me, sana talaga. Pero kasi nga, minsan, you know, because that is the parent, you know, so...
Ooh. Trouble.
I know. And from Al Macchiato.
Number four.
True story, my classmates and I interviewed Chico and Del for a high school project. And we asked them, what's your salary? Hindi pa kami aware that it's rude. But they were gracious enough to sidestep the question and not embarrass us. Di katulad ng isang DJ na pinahiya kami. Curious tuloy ako. Sino
kaya yun?
I know, right?
Tell us.
Oh, DM.
Or it never happened.
Yeah. No, because my standard, well, our standard before, when people would ask us, totoo naman kasi.
Yeah.
I, you know, when they ask how much does a DJ earn, we always say it really depends on three things. One, the station.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you're like a pop station, parang... You know what I mean? Like, parang you have
it
more...
It depends on how much the station
how much
is earning.
The station is earning. Yeah, that was our number two. Depends on how many commercials they play.
Yeah.
Because the lesser the commercials, the less the DJs are probably being paid. Tapos pag maraming commercial, malamang, you know, relatively higher. And three, how long you've been in the station.
Mm-hmm.
Because the newer you are, of course, the lower your salary. The longer you've stayed, the higher the salary. So, without answering how much, we sort of give them an answer.
An idea.
An idea of, it really depends. And it's not like one of those, di ba pag corporate, parang there's a general window.
Yeah.
Sa entertainment, kasi wala talaga. It's really like, it's really different.
The key is to look over Chico's shoulders when he's showing his pototoy.
Mm.
That's sueldo in TMR terms.
It's sueldo in TMR terms. And from Chasing Charles...
Number three.
Awkward questions for BFFs. Bakit hindi naging kayo? You both look good together. Oh, that's so awkward. Lalo na if you're really like, well, hindi. Awkward for both. Awkward if nothing's happening and you're really just BFFs because it's kind of ew. And awkward if one or both meron HD.
Yeah.
And, you know, when somebody asks, kasi parang you act like, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Actually, hindi siya awkward kung may HD ka. Parang you would think of it as a blessing. Kasi parang pinlant na niya yung idea din dun sa head nung may HD ka na BFF mo.
Oh, sabagay. Unless, one way.
Well, who's to say it?
Kunyari, hindi, kunyari sure ka. Kunyari sure ka na wala siyang gusto sa'yo. Tas, ikaw, kaya mo siya hindi sinasabi kasi sure ka na wala siyang gusto sa'yo.
Mm.
And then that's brought up.
Still.
You'll shoot your shot?
I don't know. That's never happened to me. But like, they might reconsider. Who knows?
That's true.
Right?
And awkward kasi BFF. Kasi kung random friend, pwede. Pero yung, alam mo yung lagi na nga kayong magkasama. Parang nagkaroon ng mali siya bigla. Yung kunyari, you sleep over in each other's house. That kind of best friends. Na you sleep on the same bed. Yung, because nga, walang mali siya eh. You're friends. Even your the both sets of parents understand that you're just best friends and, you know, they let you, like, they don't bug you. And and then somebody goes, but hindi maging kayo? Bagay na bagay kayong dalawa.
Hey, this actually happened to a friend of mine. This was during Carrie, the musical.
Okay.
2013. Shout out to Jill and Mako. Anyway, they were both in the same musical with us, and they were best friends for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then at a certain point, we were having dinner or whatever, and suddenly, like, that question was asked or whatever, and they held hands on the table.
Okay.
And now they're married and they have kids.
Oh, I can say that's a happy ending.
Well, yeah, because
they both liked each other.
Oh, mutual.
Ang nagiging awkward kasi talaga pag hindi mutual. Pag yung isa lang yung nagpapine for the other.
Extremely not mutual.
Yun,
you know?
Yun. Yung yun, talagang, yun yung madugo.
AO levels for one and for the other. It's like,
parang, but I love you. Kasi isa, but I love you as a sibling.
Yeah.
Pero ganun din sila, I love you as a sibling. Yung ganun. They've been friends for so long. And then suddenly...
Kasi nga mutual. They both felt...
Obviously,
I mean,
not
felt
like
for
a sibling. Obviously not like a sibling.
Well.
Diba? Or it's one of those...
Or it just so happened na sabay na
nag-shift
from that relationship to, you know...
And from Maria Chanel.
Number two.
Oh, this is just awkward altogether. Why didn't you invite me to your wedding? Kasi diba, parang like... It's always like, parang, sometimes it's financial. We can only invite so many people.
Especially now. I feel like now, mas madami na yung, they limit talaga the guests.
Yes.
Yeah, the guest list.
Okay, it just gets, I guess, tricky. Pag kunyari, nalaman mo na ang guest list, 100 people. Obviously, sobrang konti nun. You know what I mean? Like, siguro 50 per side. With the relatives and the friends, parang like, there's no space. Mahirap pag yung nalaman mo na 1,000 guests.
Tapos you didn't make the cut.
Tapos feeling mo, you were close enough to be invited. I guess that's when it becomes a little awkward.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why wasn't I invited? Like, didn't you consider me within your first 1,000 peeps? You know, so, yeah, that's...
Paano kung like, for example, showbiz wedding, ganun?
Lalo na, kasi nga parang... Imagine if you're in that industry. Can you imagine your guest list? Kung imbitahin mo lahat ng artista.
Lahat ng nakatrabaho mo.
Reporter at like producer and director. Like, kawawa naman.
Ang hirap din nun.
Diba? Like,
mahal din yun eh.
Unless you're like, alam mo yung like sila Ding Dong and Marian na like, you can afford to rent Araneta Coliseum as your like...
Yeah, yung parang very royal
you know what
wedding.
I mean? Parang royal wedding.
Or sponsored.
Wedding. Or sponsored, right? But for regular people, even in the industry, kung hindi ka naman super, like, you get hundreds of endorsements.
Yeah.
Parang I think people should understand na hindi naman lahat pwede imbitahin. And, you know? And trust their judgment na lang.
Yeah.
Yeah, just accept it. If
siguro
you weren't invited, you weren't invited.
And if you felt like you should have been... Siguro that make it like just a quick ow. Ooh, hindi pala ako like the closest of close.
You know,
and
I
then
think
just
it
move
is.
On. And you're like, okay, I guess that.
Yeah.
Don't dwell.
Don't dwell. Yeah, don't dwell.
Move on.
Exactly. Wag mo din siyang invite, oh, di ba? Oh,
totoo. Sa wedding mo.
Oh,
wag mo siyang invite. And the top.
And the top entry. Number one.
Awkward questions comes from Adventoy.
Adventoy says,
true story, I was asked by my coworker in front of everybody kung bakit ko sila lahat in-unfriend at block sa social media. Oh no! Kasi obviously it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So when they ask you in public, that makes it very awkward.
It's so weird. Why would you do that?
And would you say like, kasi sumamaloob ko eh. Na ganyan. No! Like, let's do this in private.
Yeah.
Saka yun nga eh. Like, let's say you feel like, kunyari you're legit perplexed.
Mm.
Like, did I do something wrong? Maybe you can approach them separately, privately.
Yeah.
Na dalawa
not
lang kayo.
Not
in front of everyone.
I also have a
hanap
weird thing where like they do block you and like, yeah, you don't bring it up, but then they come and say hi to you as if nothing happened.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not saying it's
a
big deal,
too.
But it's just like...
But what's up with that?
Why are you still talking to me? You don't want to have me in your life. So, but I mean, I guess it's social media friend.
It's social media lang.
Compared to friend, but like, if you think about it, isn't that the same thing-ish? But what if you're already friends in
baka
real life?
You're not super close.
Mm.
So parang meron siya nung parang, I just don't want the social media version of you. But I'm okay with you like person to person.
Yeah.
Baka ganun? I'm just guessing here.
But is that like grounds for just muting as opposed to blocking?
That is true though. You can unfollow. Not block. Right? Yeah, I guess.
Think about it that way.
That's kind of weird. Blocking is very aggressive.
It is.
Because it's like I don't want I don't want you to see any of my posts.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi unfollow, parang, I just don't want to see your posts. But, like, it's a different, it's okay.
It's another level pag may blocking involved.
Yeah. That's the hierarchy. The lowest is muting / unfollowing on Facebook. And the next is unfriending and unfollowing.
On Insta.
And the worst is blocking.
But I think muting comes before unfollowing.
Meron pa.
Hindi, yung sa Facebook, parang, ano, that's muting.
Yung parang you turn it into a restricted account.
Or you can do that. Kasi ang version...
Which is before blocking.
Yes. Ang version ng Facebook ng muting is unfollowing. It means you're still friends.
But you don't see their posts anymore.
But you don't see their posts.
Pero di ba may muting sa IG, for example, na mute stories or mute posts.
Or both.
Or both. And then there's unfollowing after that.
Hindi, sa Instagram yun.
Sa Instagram.
Yeah. Instagram, oo. Pero yung sa, ano kasi, since hindi siya, I mean sa Facebook, it's unfriend pag ayaw mo na talaga. There's block and then there's unfollow.
Mm.
Yeah. I learned that, kasi I remember asking them on Twitter.
Yeah.
So like, how do you like mute someone on Facebook? They're like, it's unfollow. Akala ko dati, pag in-unfollow mo, parang unfriend siya.
Uh-huh.
Yun pala, you're still friends. When they check, makikita nila, oh, we're still friends. Pero hindi mo nakikita yung mga posts nila. Kunya naiirita ka, you can unfollow someone.
Ako yung favorite ko yung, yun nga, yung parang bigla mong i-change na restricted access na lang. Kasi you know sometimes when you get a message from someone and then like you acknowledge that message, you reply or you like the message thinking that it's just, you know, a one-off and then they become like...
Incessant.
Crazy. As in, like, it's fine, I guess, if you message again because, you know, you were successful the first
parang
time.
Follow
whatever.
Up
it's
lang
fine, yeah. But then when it's just like, they're just like sharing everything and restrict access is your best friend. So that they, you know, they don't see that you're seeing their posts anymore. Maybe that would stop them, right?
True, yeah. True. And there you go. Awkward questions. We do have another batch coming right up. But when we come back, we will be on TikTok
Facebook
Live. Facebook Live.
Facebook Live.
It is a Wednesday.
We are playing Riot songs.
Exactly.
OPM Riot songs.
That's right. So let's enjoy it for another hour and a half. If you've got requests, you can still send them via the text line 0961-1367-931. It's OPM Riot on TMR. Monster RX93.1. Hello to these people from the text line enjoying OPM Riot on TMR. What's up to our very own Kayla Rivera?
Oh, hello.
Not sure if she's
Kayla.
Still tuned in, but she tagged us on IG. Good morning, Kayla. Hello to Kara as well. And sabi niya, he keep blending daw siya sa birthday blend natin kanina.
Yes, please.
Good morning to Arlene as well. And birthday blend greeting for my friend Malu, please.
Sige, hintayin natin pag nandito si Marky.
When Marky gets here. So, hello to Chinito Ken. Also to Carlo and his wife, Marielle Ann Lozada. And Kumare Arlene Fansubit Natabio. Hello, good morning. Do you still board on a Saturday once a month? Nope. Hello to Coco Hernandez. My gosh, I know, right? I was actually a little gagged dun sa question ni Carlo. Parang,
that was like...
years ago!
Yeah.
Yeah, hello to Coco Hernandez and what's up to Advent Choi. Good morning as well to Grace G. Hi, Grace. Hi to Carlo. Sue and Carlo wants to say hello to Liz, Cass, and Tisha. Mar is also locked in. So is Joseph and Meg. Good morning to Angeli. And to everybody else on X. We'll mention more names in just a few minutes. Keep sending your requests and shout-outs. We have about 40 minutes left of this playlist. Playing OPM for two straight hours. 90s, 2000s, 2010 on Riot Wednesday.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Let's have some greets.
Okay, let's say good morning to everybody in the comment section. Hello, thank you so much for joining us today. And also, hello to Rich Ann, who wants to say hello to her former office mate, Carmela Jonicio. Good morning to Angeli, Jay Escobar, Mina, Bianca, Anton, and RJ, your leadership classmates. Hello. Hi to Willie the man. And also saying good morning to Jerome Santos, who enjoyed that Wolfgang song we played a while ago. Carlo Lozada is locked in. Chichi says good morning. Hi to Yonti Fian, Sans, Lilo Boy, Rhyme and Reason. Let's see. Yes, definitely. We'll be there at the Stick-On. We'll see you there. Hello to Hody AH, and we're saying what's up as well to Farmer Sanchez, Jumil Ann, or Anna Banana. Hello to Dan Lester. Anna Banana is so sweet. She says, falling in love with radio again because of OPM Riot.
Aww.
Hi to Cyril and Prince Dance, Mrs. John. Hello, Joseph and Butter Baby. Max in the Winter and Bog Sutanes, Irvin Tanig, Renz, Tino EJ, and that's it for the text line for now.
Not because of us, because of OPM Raya.
Because of our playlist.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. Thank you.
Not because of our bubbly personalities and our vim and vigor.
Oh my God, okay. Right? I mean, I guess it's part of it.
I know, right?
I guess that's what it is.
Thank you so much. Oh, somebody was requesting for birthday blending earlier.
Oh, yes.
So we should greet Malu.
Malu.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Malu.
Happy birthday to you. Malu.
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 Trip Malu. To Malu, my darling.
Lulu, skip to Malu.
Okay. So saying hi to Carl, who actually sent us a little bit of tea as well. An extra set of tea. Late tea today. Madonna apologizes after accidentally calling out fan in wheelchair for sitting at LA concert.
We did this. Yeah, we did
this for sure. Oh, you did that, yeah. And J.K. Rowling sparks another controversy with upsetting Mother's Day posts.
Oh, yeah, I've read that.
Did you hear about them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully this ends soon. I think
probably not, but yeah.
We know where she stands.
I don't know. They're pushing each other.
It's true, though. On both sides.
On both sides. Legal Millennial says a good morning to my lovely wife, Antoinette Yu, enjoying good music on OPM Riot. Thank you very much. Hi to Taboink as well as Erwin De Guzman. Loving the playlist. Good morning. Elias says, please greet my good friend, Golden Boy Adele Toison, on his birthday today.
Happy birthday,
Adele. Also saying hi to Lilo Boy and Lacon Stratos, as well as HODH. And that's it for Greet.
All right, let's do the first batch of the top 10 for today, courtesy of Kyle Yanis. Awkward questions. Let's start off with Maxim the Wonder.
Number 10.
Pag biglang dumating yung taong pinagchichismisan nyo, at nagtanong siya ng, anong pinag-usapan nyo?
You have to be quick. You have to be quick on your feet when it comes to stuff like that.
Hindi pwedeng yung nga mo, liba.
Although, I feel like it takes practice.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it happens the first time,
nakakataranta
siya. But then, you know, it happens more often than you think, right? And sometimes it's not even all out, like, horrible what you were talking about before the person walked in. Pero yung ayaw mo lang naisipin niya na, you know, na pinagchichismisan niyo siya.
Kasi, like, if you give me enough time to prepare, I think I can get away with it. Just don't panic me. Kasi pag biglaan, yun yung mga kasi kinikwento ko lang, tako ng goldfish ko. Yung parang like, I wouldn't know what to come up with. Like, yung bigla, and that it would sound real?
Yeah.
I can't. Pero kunyari, in advance, parang, mag-usap tayo, ha, para pag pumasok si Marky, bring up, theater.
No, that reminds me of something that happened on The Traitors US, where Kate was talking about voting out Sandra or something.
And then Sandra walks in.
Exactly. She's like, so what are you guys talking about?
Can I join this conversation? Mm-hmm.
And it happens in Survivor all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Tapos, oh, yeah. We were just, pero it's ang obvious, eh. You know when somebody's lying. you just know. Kaya kailangan quick on your feet, but chill. Don't look like you're panicking.
It's so funny because I was just like, in Survivor, si Kirby was talking to Caroline in one scene. Tapos yung parang, so Caroline was basically lying to Kirby. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, no, you have nothing to worry about. And Kirby was like, obviously she's lying. Like, her voice went up like, oh, I'm telling you the truth. Tawang-tawa ako kasi napansin ko din. Like, as
they
in,
say, diba, sometimes your voice becomes higher when you're lying.
It's one of the tells.
One of the tells. Mm. Another is,
you can't look them straight in the eye.
They keep looking left or right or up or down. Basta ganon. Like, they keep looking away as if they were thinking of the next thing to say.
Or there's a twitch.
Or they don't answer right away because they're stalling.
Yes.
And trying to come up with an answer.
Or pag inulit nila yung question, were you talking about me? Was I talking about you?
But you know who's who's an even worse liar? Obviously, Kitty. If you're not watching this yet, Markia. Pero kasi it's so funny. Like, when one of the castaways asked her, parang, so, are we sticking to the plan? And then, like, Kitty goes, no, yeah. I'm voting for you. You're voting for me? And she's like, oh, no, I meant I'm voting with you. I love you. Girl.
That would be something that I would say.
Like, she's a horrible
this
liar.
This would be
and
something that I would actually say.
Everybody wants to work with her because they're all like, she's a horror. She can't lie to save her life. And so, you know, you just ask her something and you will know the
truth.
Yeah, she will tell you. So, alam mo yun, if she can't lie, she can't betray you. She can't blindside you.
True.
And so, it's so funny. Like, Yeah. I'm voting for you tonight. You're voting for me. Like, oh, no. I'm not with you. I'm voting with you. Kasi yung mukha niya yung parang, oh my God, nakakatawa siya. As in, like, girl.
But with Chico, even if he's telling the truth, when he's in immigration, it's a different story.
Oh, yeah. That's also true.
It sounds like a lie.
I'm actually
even if
telling
it's
the truth. But I get so nervous with authority figures that I'm like, I can't. I get so
it's
flustered.
Like, why are you even feeling that way?
And I'm not even hiding anything.
You're not hiding anything.
Yeah.
And you're not guilty of
anything.
I just
get nervous around authority.
And Chico has his way. Like, when he gets nervous, he like starts to lick his lip a little bit.
Oh my gosh. And as he was saying that, I was licking my lips.
Chico, but a nervous score.
Yeah.
Or are you like looking forward to the punishment? Or, I mean, what do you mean you're afraid of like,
just authority in general.
Authority figures.
Yeah. I don't know. I get nervous.
Kasi nga siguro sanay ka na pag may authority figure around.
Oh my gosh. I have a police costume in Rent. Like with a helmet and everything. And a baton.
Stop. So tatakutin natin si Chico.
I'm gonna come in one day and be like,
parang baka iba yung reaction. Baka hindi fear. Baka it's like, cuff me. Like, you know, I mean, a police, you know, why?
Papa Beyonce, cuff that.
Right? And coming from Al Macchiato.
Number 9.
Ma, anong mamanahin ko? Ooh. Well, two things. Because you assume that you're going to get something. And two,
you're thinking of them passing.
Yes. Because that's the only way you'll get your mana, right? If your parents pass. But like, gets, I mean, it's an awkward question to ask any parent.
Alam mo, I remember attending like a memorial of some sort na parang may pastor who was like speaking during that.
Mm.
It's one of like the most parang, it's one of the scariest things to hear. Pero parang he said na parang, you know, in this life, there are only parang three things that are certain.
Okay.
Parang yun nga. One is death. You're gonna die. Two is like, you're gonna get sick. You know, like parang...
Yeah.
And then there's another. I forget what the other one is. Pero parang yun yung parang...
Ang kumbaga, bleak.
It's inevitable. Like, you know.
I mean, it's true though, but it's so dark.
That way for you to accept na parang, you know, it's just the reality of life. parang alam mo yung when you tax. Thank you, thank you, thank
tax,
you.
Tax. Yeah.
Yes. So alam mo yung parang when you hear it actually spoken. Iba alam mo naman, diba? Obviously, we all know. But it's like it's just my gosh. Parang bigla mo isipin na, oh my god, it's true.
Stop.
I want to be immortal. Kaya, where is that immortality potion?
And from Genshin Impacto.
Number 8.
Awkward questions? Yung hindi ka naman nag-enjoy, tapos tatanungin ka, you like that?
Not really.
Nope.
You're a few inches to the right.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Guys, okay.
Siya pagmasahe, minsan di yung,
right.
Or pag nangangate.
That's it. That's
you know,
it.
Di ba pag nagpunyari your back is super itchy.
And you're asking
like,
someone to scratch it for you.
Tas, parang ang layo. Parang
and you're like, to the left, to the left. Down, 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 down. Oh, there, yeah. There. That's it. That's it.
Yes.
Tapos harder, harder. Hindi, kasi minsan.
That's it.
No, alam mo yung natatakot yung feeling mo ang diin na. But
yeah.
They're like, no, you need to really like scratch.
You have to scratch really hard. Yeah.
My dad is the worst person to ask. Pag nangangate ka, like I remember when I was younger, like kunyari, kasi usually I would ask my mom, and syempre my mom would have nails, so mas masarap.
Yeah.
And also, hindi naman yung super diin, but you know, enough for you to feel that relief. Pero pag yung dad ko yung sinabihan ko, he doesn't even use his finger, he uses his knuckles! And I'm like, can you just use your finger?
Kasi nga, parang they're afraid, like he's afraid to hurt you.
He just like rubs my head. Like,
so, you know. Kasi nga parang it's
but
one
then
of those
that,
things.
The thing is, like when you really scratch something, it's like you're trying to remove a little pain that's causing, and it's going to actually make it worse.
No,
if
because
you keep scratching.
An itch is a micro pain.
Yeah.
An itch is like, it's not enough to make it pain, but it is a form of pain. Mm. So what you need to do by scratching is you're actually overriding the pain with a bigger pain. Because if you try to scratch a part of your body that is not itchy with the same pressure that you use when scratching somebody something itchy, it hurts. It's very painful. But because walang makate, pero ilagay mo yung pressure na yun dun sa makate, then it's perfect, right? But it's actually pain. You're inflicting pain on yourself.
But to be honest, alam mo, it's actually really dangerous when you indulge in like scratching yung whatever is makate. Kunyari, may mosquito bite ka or something like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sometimes it's really itchy. Ako, what happens is I get sugat.
Yeah,
kasi
it turns into a
sometimes
wound.
It's like, oh, it's so itchy. And I'm like scratching it without realizing na yung skin pala is na
exactly.
ano ko na scratch ko na for reals.
Exactly.
Yeah,
speaking of like what this was related to initially. There's this show that I'm watching now called Extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about these normal people. Everyone in the world in this different universe has a power. And there's one person who doesn't have power yet. And she goes on a date with a guy. And the guy says, my power is when you touch me, I will give you an O. But the thing is, the catch is, he doesn't want to use his power. So he wants to see if he can do it without using
his
power. Oh,
that's right.
So he puts on a glove. And then she goes, can you just touch me?
It's not working.
Like, what's with the glove?
Just touch me. It's not work. Just touch me. It's so good. You guys have to watch it. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Extraordinary.
I will check that out. From Tampupu.
Number 7.
Awkward questions. Nagpagawa ka ba ng ilong? Hindi naman ganyan yung ilong mo dati ah. Because sometimes you grow into it. You know how like sometimes body parts change as you get older?
Yeah.
But it's an awkward question to ask. Lalo na if it's true. Because some people are okay with it. They can even like just
a
problem.
Some people have no problem.
No
like,
problem talk about it.
Stuff like that.
But in case they are sensitive about it. Diba may mga kailan tayo na nagbubura ng lumang pictures?
Because they don't want like
a trace of it.
The past.
And they removed all photos. Ang problema, hindi naman lahat ng photos mo pre-nose job. What are your pictures? Mm. A lot of them are pictures of your friends, with your friends. So, syempre, kung sila yung kumuha ng picture, you can't ask them to delete those. So, meron pa rin proof. Diba? Lalo na if you're a celebrity, yeah. Itetrace nila yun eh. Oh, ito, sa picture niya nung some high school friends.
It's diba? Literally one of the most common searches on Google. Type any celebrity name.
Yeah.
And then automatically you will see before attached to the name.
Because
I think everyone's like curious if, okay, ano itsura mo before?
Before. Okay. Right, right.
Before reveal.
Totoo.
Before reveal. No, but like, it's really interesting to really see that. And for example, there are some people who actually just live their life trying to say that, yeah, they'd never got a nose job to begin with, but it's so
just
obvious.
Just say it. Para tapos na. Kasi parang, it's power over you.
Yeah.
True.
Kasi parang they're always like, I'll find a way, I'll find a photo that will, you know, debunk your claims.
It's just gonna make you feel uncomfortable.
If you just say, oh yeah, oh, you know what, here's a picture of me before. Haha, okay, done. And then, what power do they have over you?
Wala nang power.
Right? So just
they'll move on because they're like, oh, it's not going to affect them anymore. Okay,
parang, okay, they're not trying to hide. I mean, that's the only time that they have that power over you. It doesn't have to be a nose job. It could be anything else. If they think like you'll fight tooth and nail to keep that from the public, the more they'll be like, aha, if you don't do this, then you know, I'll expose you. But if you're like, oh, you know what? It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
From Rhyme and Reason.
Number six.
Awkward questions from your jowa or asawa. Have you ever lied to me about anything?
What was the last lie you told, baby whale?
Me? I don't know. Last lie?
The kahit white lie.
Yeah, I mean, like, kasi parang there's no...
You don't.
There's no need. Lie. I mean, unless there's a, like, kunyari, there's a surprise party, then you know what I mean. But other than that, because...
You're pretty upfront about
why would
everything.
I lie? Oh, naman.
But how about omissions? Like, you'd rather not bring
it up. Okay. I have some. Like, kunyari nagluluto siya, tapos kakain na. Tapos nakita ko may raid in like 15 minutes.
Ay, ganun din ako.
Sabihin ko,
same.
5 minutes! 5 minutes! Merong, ano, matapos na yung raid. Pero actually, hintayin ko pa mampisa. mga ganun lang, honestly. Like, well, nothing major, like, to the point na...
Do you ever say, like, for example...
Oh, when, and toy prices before.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. Those.
Do you ever say when the cooking isn't as good as it normally is?
Oh, I would. I would usually say. I would say like, pero
parang
I wouldn't.
Ganito, ganon.
No naman. But more like, pag kunyari nagluto na siya ng another version of it and it's better. I go, oh, I like this more than the last
there.
Time.
There. You like, I like this better than the, instead of saying,
I probably wouldn't say it like immediately, but if I taste a better version of the dish, I'd be like, ito mas masarap to, kasi the first time medyo ganito. Yung ganun.
No, samesies.
So well, I would do that.
Like, I probably wouldn't bring it up. Pero pag tinanong ako, so, do you like it?
Ah, it's okay. Hindi, ako naman, kasi alam ko, gusto niya, masarap yung luto niya. So, I have to bring it up na parang like, para to make sure na it's always delicious. So, I'm like, I like this more, this version.
Ganun. Diba kasi sa amin, kasi our focus is health.
Oh.
So
sometimes...
Sometimes the food's not so tasty,
but it's very healthy.
It's healthy.
Oh, that's
AF.
True.
So, we have, I mean, I don't say that it's not good because pag dinagdagan ng asin or
then
whatever,
it becomes,
then
not,
it becomes
as good.
Not as
that's
healthy.
That's true though. That's true.
Basta alam mo na sa Holy Week, I'd be just like, oh my gosh, this is the best blank I've ever had.
Blank at masarap.
So good. Ganon. Okay. Bawat meal. Every meal, I'd be like, okay. The best.
And same number pa to ha. Same number pa to. From Adventure. What's that one thing about me that annoys you but you've never told me?
Oh my gosh, be careful. Alam mo, mayroon akong ano, trauma sa ganyan.
Nagtanong ka, tapos sinagot ka?
No. Yeah, ish. Alam mo yung sinabihan ako na, look, it's better that, I'd rather that you tell me. Even if I get hurt. Kesa yung hindi mo sinasabi.
So,
basta there was something very specific. So I said it. Hala, hindi na ako kinausap.
Ano to?
So, I mean, gets. So, like...
Sometimes people just say it, but they don't really mean it.
They think it's a... Let's say they think it's a 5.
Yeah.
Hindi nila na-realize it's a 10. So when you tell them it's a 10, they're like...
They can't handle it.
They can't handle it.
But is this with baby whale?
No. Parang in general.
In general.
Like, sometimes people are like, you know what? Hit me with the truth. I'd rather know the truth than you telling me a lie. And then you tell them the truth. Alam mo yung parang something as simple as... Ikaw ba nakabasag nitong vase? Sabihin sa'yo na, mas gusto ko yung, ano, mas magagalit ako pag nalaman ko na nag-lie ka. Mas gusto ko na aminin mo na lang. Tapos aaminin mo, tapos papaluin ka.
Mm.
Yung parang like, akala ko ba better kung if I just tell the truth? So, yeah, sometimes may ganyan. Kaya now, when I hear people say that, I'm like, that's what you say now. But ako, I would still use my, I won't take people's word for it. Na pag sinabi nila na, no, you can tell me anything. I would rather that you tell me the truth. I take that with a grain of salt.
Kasi
I would
naman,
still use my own judgment.
Yeah, and when they tell you that, even if you try to tell them the truth, try to say it in the gentlest way possible.
Don't rip that bandage off. You know, slowly but surely rip it off.
Well, now I know.
What did you say?
No, parang like in general. I know it's happened a couple of times, not just once. But like, I'm like, akala ko ba you just wanted the truth? So yeah.
Tell me the truth and break it to me gently.
Break it to me gently.
Gosh.
What I don't know won't hurt me.
Then tell me that. So that I just won't tell you at all.
Lubricate the situation. The situation.
Okay. From the Super Malas guy.
Number five.
Awkward questions from a friend. Single na ba yung dad mo? That is a weird question. That is a weird question, TBH. I don't know how to process that.
I can't.
From Al Macchiato.
Number four.
Ito, loko tong almakyato na to eh. Awkward questions. Chico, bakit hindi ka nag-chair turn for me when I visited you guys at the station?
Sige, answer her.
Huh?
Answer.
I was probably busy with the top 10. Mm. I was probably very busy with the top 10.
Sure.
Mm. Pero paano?
Kasi kung hindi ako masyadong busy, I'd be like, Chica babes. Uh-oh, si Al Macchiato.
May kilala ko na ano eh, na parang visitor din from a different ano place. Tapos
tadjak na may kasamang sapak sa hinulugang taktak.
Parang no fail.
At ilulubog kita sa lusak.
I have a feeling sa Thursday or Friday?
Ay, iba naman kasi yun. Yan naman ano yun eh.
Ay, trabaho yun eh.
Trabaho yun. Pero meron akong kilala, parang same boat lang as Al Macchiato in terms of like, alam mo yun, parang visiting.
Tadjak na may kasamang sapak sa hinulugang taktak at ilulubog kita sa lusak. Gusto mo? Gusto mo yarn?
Hindi. Gusto mo yarn?
Gusto nito.
Gusto mo.
Ay, nako, ewan ko sa inyo. And, sabi ni Juice Blanc, Almakyato, where? Ay, nako. From Boy Bakal.
Number three.
This is so funny. Sabi ni Boy Bakal, awkward questions. After doing the deed, yung tatanungin ka, so, are we... Habang nagdo-drawing ng heart sa chest mo.
Are we a thing?
Natawa ako
so
dun sa
where
ano.
Where is this going?
I know, right? Pero ano, it's such
what
a...
What are we?
It's such a rom-com scene. Diba? Yung, alam mo yung nandun kay sa bed, yung naka, ano siya, what do you call it? Yung naka...
Naka-hug.
Naka-hug, half-hug siya sa chest. But ikaw yung naka-lie ka on your back. Tapos nagda-draw siya ng heart sa chest mo. So are we...
Oh favorite, my God!
Favorite ko yun.
That is so awkward.
Yung kiss sa bye hug.
Ay, talaga.
Ikaw?
I knew that.
You like that?
Huh?
Do you like it like that?
I like that too. I like, yeah. I mean, in general, you know.
Cuddling, cuddling.
I love cuddling.
Cuddling's the best.
I love hugging, actually, to be honest.
Oh, I love hugging too.
I love, love, love.
Oh, hugging's the best.
Yeah.
I think it's when you reach a certain age. Like when you reach 36.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because like, now I'm working with these kids.
Right.
And they're rabbits. They don't like to hug too much. They like to jump around the bed. Like,
oh, because yeah, like they have so much energy.
So much energy.
So much energy.
So I'm just like, you know, sometimes you should just lie down and hug. I think
yeah,
it'll show your partner love.
True, true. And from Simply Nedge.
Number two.
You know what? This one, I don't know if, let me see here. I don't know if this is actually, if awkward is the word for it. But Simply Nedge says, awkward questions? Ang tanong ko, ang sagutin mo. Are you my husband? I don't know if awkward is the word for it. More like run.
Sa criminal.
Run. And the top awkward question.
And the top entry. Number one.
Marky, wala ka dito. Because I was like, and the top. Tapos biglang, pag-play ni Hazel, number two. Sabi ko, ay, sabi niya, na meron pang number two. So we looked, but wait, number two is ganito. Number two, oh, tama naman. Sabi niya, oh, sige. Okay, fine. Oh, ulitin mo na. And the two. Nalito.
And the two.
Okay,
and
but
the two.
This one is the top. Comes from Nina Hidalgo.
Nina Hidalgo says,
mother-in-law to me, bakit pa sila naghiwalay? Pertaining to my now husband and his ex before me. So awkward, because you're talking to the current, right? And you're asking the current why, you know, the son broke up with the ex.
Ooh.
P.S. Sinagot ko naman. Awkward at first, pero ang ending, nagchikahan kami.
Mm.
Like, it was an awkward question because, you know, that was not my relationship. Mm. So why would I
talk about it?
That's between, you know, my husband and his ex. But since you asked...
Let me spill the tea.
Let us sit down and talk.
Kasi, alam mo yung mahaderang yun.
So syempre, you have so much to say.
Syempre, narrative mo na yun,
of
di ba?
So, oh my gosh.
But there you go. We do have another batch coming right up. But we'll stay on Facebook Live.
Play music from the 2000s to the 2010s. We might not have enough time for Fuckwork, but let's
okay.
do it tomorrow.
Surely.
But you know what? Enjoy this one. 2000s, 2010s music all day today. That's how it goes on a Wednesday. It is Ride Wednesday, only on Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, final batch of the top 10 for today. So let's do some final greets.
Good morning to my bestie, Hannah. Good morning from Australia. Hello to Mitch and also to Prince Dan. Jamil says, what's up? Hi to Max in the Winter, Farmer Sanchez. Hi to John Paolo Valdez. And also saying good morning to Marvin. Hi to Coco Hernandez and Joel Gargoles. Hi to Yon Tefian. And see, John Paolo has like questions about like the past. Alam mo, John Paolo, past is past. So, yun lang. Anyway, I'm just too lazy to research.
And to Mayosh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Rusher since high school.
Hey Mayosh. Hello Mayosh. Also saying hi to Isaiah Griffin Arellano, Who's your pick now for this, for next week's Australian Survivor finale?
Who's your pick lang?
Lamborundong.
Hindi, hindi niya kasi alam who's left. Pero for me kasi, it's, I've been saying this since like weeks ago. It's one or the other. Basta from the rebel side. I think anyone who watches it would know. It's one or the other for me. K or F?
Are you done?
Okay na.
Okay. Kasi I can't. Kasi pag nag-guess...
Wow, how mature.
Pag nag-guess si Hazel, then malalaman ko na hindi siya natanggal. So I can't hear the guesses.
Mas spoil yung mga next
yung mga nag-stay.
Kasi grabe.
So
my
don't,
gosh,
don't. I don't wanna know.
Especially itong papunta na dito sa week na to na sige. Last three
hindi,
episodes.
Hindi, kasi we're almost there. We're almost there. Like, we just need to set aside... Siguro this weekend, kasi we'll be out of town.
Yeah.
We might have time to like habol.
What an epic, epic season. Hands down, one of the best seasons. It doesn't matter. Like, across
and
all
remember,
franchises.
When was it...
The best.
Was it Hody H who said it's even better than the first?
Heroes
and
versus
like,
villains.
And you were like,
I was like,
oh, I don't think naman. I wouldn't go that far. It, tapos biglang
pero
ngayon.
Pero at this point, kasi nga ako din, parang I've come to the realization of considering that walang returning players, these are all new.
All, yeah. But
my
they're
gosh,
playing like
and the season. Oh, so good. And all that's what I love about Australia. The casting is always ang galing. Like they pick such fascinating individuals.
That's true.
Mm. So sabi ni Butter Baby, anyayari, why the face marky? Oh, it's because Hody H sent us a photo of may bobong nagpatayo ng resort sa gitna ng Chocolate Hills. Hindi ba protected landscape ito? Ang tangal.
Oh, really?
May nag-post. Oh. And there are people commenting about it. Look.
Oh, wow.
There, look.
Oo nga, no? Is that...
Is that even allowed?
Yung nga, it's
how
weird.
How did they allow that? Isn't it a, like UNESCO or something?
It's
protected
like putting,
landscape?
It's like putting a resort in like the Rice Terraces.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or... Yeah, that's weird.
So, yeah. So that's why my face...
That is like...
This is, yeah,
that's
like,
odd.
Why would they do that? Anyway... There you go. That is it for greets.
Okay. Let's just do a giant batch. Awkward questions. Let's start off with Tampupu. True story, tinanong ng nanay ko yung asawa ko, bakit di ko nakikita yung stories mo sa FB? So does that mean your wife blocked your mom?
Or naka-hide lang sa kanya, I guess.
Or naka-hide. Because I guess
okay,
it's...
Okay, ganito kasi yan. Minsan kasi, it's nothing personal. It's
actually,
not
that's
like,
true.
It's not like you're beefing with your...
Totoo yan, ha?
MIL.
Totoo yan.
Minsan, you get a little suffocated by the love when they show so much love online. Like, kunyari, they're constantly, like, dominating the comment section of all your posts or yung parang... Sometimes it just gets overwhelming.
And, you know, even if it's not that, even if, let's say, hindi naman sila ma-comment, yung, you want to be free, and you don't want to have to think, like, kunyari, you'll post something naughty or something. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. You don't want to have to deal with not just your in-laws, but even your own parents. Yung parang you'd rather that you didn't have to explain it to them.
It's one of those things where you also don't want to make like a private setting.
Yeah.
True.
Where you want to filter out all your friends and the ones who aren't so close to you that you, you know, the close friend setting on Instagram.
Agree.
That you just block the ones you don't want to have around.
Yeah.
I know. And again, totoo yun. I know it's hard to believe, but sometimes it's really not personal. It's more like you just don't want maybe a parental figure to be there. Para yung hindi ka nasa sermonan pag meron kong mga questionable posts.
Yeah, there's something that happens to the questionable posts. You'd rather just like...
Friends na lang para medyo... Alam mo yun, fun.
Do whatever
fun.
You want to. Post whatever you want to without getting complaints.
Sabi nga ni Auntie Fian, she had an ear and she blocked her parents.
No, exactly.
That doesn't mean it's
and
forever.
It's not like you don't love them.
And it's not like you're not gonna unblock
exactly.
them at some point.
Exactly.
For me kasi, my problem is my parents don't have it. But they lurk. They don't have Facebook or Instagram or whatever, but they lurk. They're lurkers.
Oh.
Because they know what's happening in our lives.
Right?
Like, but how? I already privated my profile. It's like, well, your fan page isn't private.
That's true.
And I'm like, oh, shoot, yeah. Shoot.
And di mo alam, nag-screenshot ako, pinapadala ko kay Mommy Strong.
There you go.
Mommy Strong, yung anak niya,
nag-thirst
trap na naman. Mm.
That's why.
And from Al Macchiato, awkward questions. Ikaw ba yung nagreklamo sa management about the noise coming from our unit?
Yes, and?
Oo nga, no?
That's my response.
That's true.
Too.
Because you are noisy. Pero get, sometimes, kaya mo siya sinasabi sa association kasi nga para let them deal with it. Mm. Kasi minsan, pag tenant to tenant, away.
Oh,
diba?
Yeah.
Pero if yung kumbaga sa kinauukulan.
Proper channels.
And it's like at least sila yung pwede magsabi sa'yo nung the actual rules. Because the rule book says, diba, at least sa kanila nang galing, hindi sa'yo, diba? So, The Super Malice Guy says, awkward questions from HR. Anong reasons bakit humihingi ka ng copy ng credentials mo and certificate of good employment? You're looking for another job.
Or minsan, di ba parang pang-travel or something
That's
like that.
That's true too.
Sometimes you need those.
Ah, also. Loan.
Loan.
Di ba? Sometimes for a loan, you
for
need
loans,
like a
you need that. Or, yeah.
Certificate of employment.
Or for visas, like travel or visas.
That's true.
Yeah.
From Rhyme and Reason, when you're obviously not good after an unqualified tragic event and someone asks, are you okay? Kumbaga, wag na are you okay. Assume that they're not okay. And if you have to say something, it's more like, tell me if you need anything. You know what I mean? Kesa yung, are you okay? Kasi like, pag triggered ka, parang like, duh. Mukha bang okay ako? Like, obviously, if something tragic happened.
It's like the most... annoying question pag sobrang obvious.
So pag sobrang obvious.
You know, like in sports casting, in courtside reporting, like one of the first things that we were told when we were new was please don't ask for like a post-game interview. Don't ask, how do you feel? Yeah.
Pag talo.
Because it's like, or hindi, usually kasi when you interview someone post-game, sila yung winner, siya yung player of the game.
Mm.
So it's like, how do you, obviously happy. I mean, they won or whatever.
Or kung talo, obviously sad.
Exactly. So parang it's so obvious na parang it's such a pointless question. Just move on to something more substantial.
Yeah.
So wala lang, nakakatawa lang.
What,
obvious.
What did you do that brought victory to your team?
What did
sorry,
you
sorry. Do? That brought it. Victory to your team.
Stephanie Emerson, how do you sad?
How do you sad? How do you sad? Nina Hidalgo says, awkward questions. An interviewer once said to me, before your final interview, may we have lunch together to discuss a few things? May lunch? Bakit may lunch?
Wait, speaking of employer, tawang-tawa ako. I don't know if you've seen Kabulas Tugan's post. Yung shinare niya na parang it's like a text exchange of someone who, kunyari, ikaw, di ba, ano, Frederick Gregorio. Mm. Kunyari, ime-message ka ng, hello, Frederick Gregorio. Tapos yung reply niya, parang, buong-buo ah. Tapos bilang yung next na message, it was like, this is blah, 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 an invitation for an interview. Pero kasi, ba't kasi meron pa siyang...
Bakit?
Parang, hi, Hazel May. Uh-oh. So, parang yung sumagot pang... No, parang buong...
Tsaka ba't hindi na lang tuloy-tuloy? Di ba? Parang
yun
sarang,
nga.
Hi, Hazel May. This is from the company, ganyan-ganyan. Ba't hindi na lang tuloy-tuloy? Di ba? Bakit merong paano pa? Paunang
it's so
bate.
Funny. Can you imagine?
My God. Uy, mga ama ka na, akla, sino to? This is the president of...
So funny.
No. Rhyme and Reason says, awkward questions. When your toxic friend asks you, ako ba may problema? And then you try to rephrase sentences in your head para hindi ka mag-gaslight. Kasi like, if obviously the reason is, I mean, your answer is, yeah.
It's you.
Parang, are you ready to have that conversation? Or are you ready to tell him or her?
Like what the problem is.
Na, yes.
Why
the
they're the problem.
Kasi, magiging mahabang usapan yan. It's not going to be a quick...
Tsaka you don't know how it will be received.
Exactly.
Pagka naging truthful, can you tell them na actually, oh, ikaw talaga.
Exactly. Yan yung mga ano, yan yung mga tanong na, don't ask questions you're not ready for the answers
You're not ready to hear the answers.
Not ready to hear the answers.
Ganun. Yung parang, wag ka magtatanong if hindi ka ready for whatever the answer may be because you might not always like the answer. So...
No! Yung mga tatanungin mo yung ex mo. Why wasn't it me? Why did you pick me? Mga ganong questions. Oh, tapos yung, tell you?
Tapos naging honest sila and medyo like hindi maganda yung reason. Are you ready for that? Or yung kunyari yung nagpapabebe ka sa SO mo and you're like, di mo na ba ako mahal? Tapos bilang, hindi na.
Oh no!
Actually.
Oh no! But I'm, diba? Like, don't ask questions you're not ready for the answers to. And Simply Nedge says, awkward questions. That one friend na binlock ko. Bakit hindi ko makita yung mga post mo? Like, lalo na pag you're not enemies. Yung kumbaga yung wala, hindi naman on the table na naiinis ka sa kanya. Kunyari secretly, naiinis ka sa kanya. And so, sa kanya, feeling niya, you're still friends or office mates or whatever. And then, he or she just goes, bakit di ko na makita yung mga post mo? There's, obviously, that doesn't happen by accident.
There's a thing called like accidental blocking.
Is there? Parang
there
wala.
There is. You know, one time I accidentally blocked one of the listeners and they like messaged me using another account asking if I blocked them. And
it's true.
Like if I did it on, like if they did anything wrong. And so I had to check, look for their account, and then lo and behold, I blocked them. But like literally, I never blocked
Hello?
Them.
Hello? Lalayo pa ba tayo? Rafi Reyes was blocked by Marky.
On Viber.
And you never blocked like no, Rafi Reyes.
I know na how it happened. Did I tell you?
Yeah, you swipe accidentally.
Yes, accidentally swipe. Because I did it to Migs.
What? I'm so confused.
And I did it to Hazel on the way down to pick up coffee.
How?
If you swipe it somewhere. Kasi parang, ako naman, I was messaging with Migs about, you know, something work-related. Tapos, may sinensya sa akin na parang, like, link or, okay. like, a file. And so, I was gonna click it to open that file, but I parang swiped it accidentally. And then, all of a sudden, the message disappeared. And I was like, oh, what happened?
Oh, and?
Hindi ko na siya, na-block ko siya.
What?
Yeah.
You know, the one that I find
you
weird?
You know what? I'll block you now. I'll
Don't! Wait, the thing that mystifies me, the one on Instagram, when you're answering, is it a comment or a DM? Tapos meron kang masaswipe, tapos magiging...
Incognito?
Yung, no.
Or disappearing?
Yung disappearing, that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I did that accidentally, and I didn't know how to put it back.
Oh, you just exit and then...
I don't know how to put it back. Yung everything that you send them will disappear in like... A few.
Oh, you just have to swipe
hours.
Up.
Swipe lang.
To bring it back to normal.
Like this.
Kasi I accidentally, I guess I accidentally swiped up. And then biglang.
Kasi pang mga yan, questionable messages na you know, you don't want on record.
Parang you want them to see it, but you don't, but you want it to disappear.
Yes. Once. Para walang resibo.
Okay, let me show you. Oh, there.
There, banish mode. Okay.
You gotta swipe up.
Okay.
Just swipe
got
up.
Got it. From the super malas guy, awkward questions. Tungkol sa akin ba yung entry mo sa TMR kanina?
Ooh, child. I mean, how many times has that happened to people?
Yeah.
From Nina Hidalgo, PA to Chico. Ako ba yung PA na pinag-usapin? Okay, next. From Boy...
Congratulations pala.
Oo nga, congrats.
Congrats.
On the award.
On the award.
From Boy Bakal. Deserve. From Boy Bakal. For the acting award and the award from me.
Award!
From Boy Bakal, nagkataon na ikaw at yung kaaway mo nasa isang event. Hmm. And it's publicly known na magkaaway kayo. Tapos, mayroong hihirit ng, pati na ba kayo? Oh, that is so annoying. Yung alam na nga ng lahat na hindi
the
kayo nag-uusap.
The fact that you're there at the same time.
And you're trying to, alam mo yung, I'm sure both of us are trying to not encounter
just
each other.
Just avoid each other at all costs.
Tapos, may maldita na kukol attention pa na, Uy, Marky Hazel, pati na ba kayo? Nag-uusap na ba kayo? Oh my gosh, I cannot. Such a troublemaker. Such a pot stirrer. Ikaw to, no, Marky? Yeah. I cannot with you.
Alam mo, so alam maldita. Ko na. Gawin natin sa kanya.
Oo nga.
Vlog! Marky!
Marky!
Ha? Si
Vlog? Nag-uusap na ba kayo? Oh, child.
I would do that.
And, nice to see you again. You're looking older.
From Victoriano, awkward questions. When buying a, quote, protective sheath, and the pharmacist asks, small, medium, or large?
Make it.
And you can't lie because you don't want it baggy. You don't want it baggy because it might fall off.
I remember someone just like telling me this in conversation.
Yeah.
But I'm, oh, yeah, you know, I actually have...
Oh, no, I know who this is. You might want to rethink this.
Tell the story. Tell the story.
You might want to rethink this.
I don't care, whatever. He's like... Yeah, actually, I have to ask from like, you know, my whatever. From like the state set to get me pa this ganito ganyan. Because, you know, no one's here. They're like, they don't care. Okay. Like, it's like, oh my God. Are you hearing yourself? Jeez, I swear. Ooh,
next. Okay, next.
Is it because hindi kasha?
Kasha kasi nga daw, they're like, you know, here kasi apart.
Puny.
Average, you know, or whatever.
No, so, there are places that sell bigger.
Obviously, he was just like, gassing himself. Like, oh my gosh, like, look at me, you know.
Is this who I think it is?
Next! Okay, here we go. Let's just get into Estoy. Awkward questions when buying eggs. And you want to know how many pieces of, or how many eggs you'd buy. So you have to ask, Manong, gaano po kalaki yung itlog nyo? Hindi kasi di ba kunyari, maliit yung itlog, eh di, give me five.
I literally asked that question.
Right?
Not that question.
Right?
Pero, Manong, magkano po yung itlog nyo? Like the minute it escaped my mouth, mm-hmm. Yung parang
you knew it was a mistake.
Parang, right. And I, kasi Manong yung parang,
Hindi kasi diba minsan pag bigger eggs, then you can buy less.
Yes.
Like 3 eggs would be enough. But if they're small, then you have to buy 5. So you have to ask, Manong, gaano po kalaki yung itlog nyo?
Manong, I
have
a question.
Pwede patingin.
Yung itlog nyo, sabi ni Epis.
Pwede patingin.
Well, ayoko ng puti kasi ako I buy the organic eggs, yung brown eggs.
Yeah, oy, pero ano ha, what I learned was, hindi porke brown.
Organic.
Or hindi porke brown, native.
Yeah, well, you look at the label.
You have to see it specifically na kasi merong native egg, organic egg na white.
Yeah.
So hindi siya always
mixed breed.
I actually love it kasi ang pula ng yolk kapag yung brown egg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but also I have a question for all you bakers out there. For example, it says that you need 4 eggs and you purchased smaller eggs. Do you add an extra egg?
Oh, that's a good question.
You probably can.
Siguro pag alam mo yung obviously maliit yung itlog. I mean, you know, like a regular size one, right? And di ba sometimes you encounter na an egg na parang, whoa, that's huge. So, but
that's loaded.
No, you know what I mean?
You're in
like,
for a fun
like,
baking session.
Hindi. I mean, you know, like bigger than usual. And you're like, wow, that's a big egg. Di ba? So, I mean, I think you know an average egg from a not average egg. So,
yeah. I'm fascinated by eggs, actually.
Yeah, like, what's my favorite?
No, I mean, never mind.
Like elephant eggs.
I'm fascinated by them. Because, like, how come some are, like, so...
Elephants don't lay eggs. They're not birds.
Are you sure? Dumbo flies.
Alam mo, kaya alam mo, there was this one time, nag-away kami ng one of my closest friends. Because we were in Vigan, in a friend's family's house. So we had the vacation there. Tapos meron silang malaking egg. So I'm guessing it's an ostrich egg. So tinanong, sabi niya, ay, anong egg yan? So sabi namin, bilang tiger. Sabi, ha? Nangingitlog ba yung tiger? Oo. Tapos yung ibang ano, nag-pick up yung ibang friends ko and they were like, hello.
Sakay na sila.
Oo, syempre. Hindi ka pa nakakakita ng itlog ng tiger? Yeah, tapos pag-hatch
you're
nila,
horrible.
Parang kitten sila. So, talaga, akala ko, ano lang, ibon lang yung nangingit. Hindi yung tiger nangingitlog. When he found out, nag-good time na ako. So, hindi kami kinausap ng matagal.
Kita mo, sasabihin niya na sa yung bulid, pero yung totoo.
Oh, hindi. Ito, barkada kami. Hindi mo pwede sabihin binuli ko. We're on equal grounds, di ba? So, nag-buisit lang siya kasi naniwala siya na nangingitlog yung tigre. Tawa talaga kami nun. Tawa kasi naniwala. And so, no. Elephants don't lay eggs.
Then where does the elephant...
comes from?
Where does that phrase come from? Elephantitis.
Oh, from mosquitoes. Elephantiasis.
Thiasis.
When a mosquito bites you, that
if it's
body
a
part
certain type of, like, yeah,
will get swollen.
So it doesn't matter what body.
Oh,
yeah,
it
anything.
Matter,
if it bites your ear will be like 10 times bigger.
I remember how juvenile it was, like when we saw images of of that, like in a book. Alam mo yung parang everybody was like giggling kasi parang, oh my gosh, look at those body. But, oh my gosh.
I know, right? Elephantiasis yun. And from Forever Alone, when you bring your new girlfriend to the family reunion and a relative asks, ikaw din ba yung last year?
Bago po.
Hindi po ako yun. Oh, that's awkward.
Ariel says, to answer your egg question, Marky, normally we weigh the egg. If we need more, we whisk the egg and weigh it according to the missing amount that we need.
Mm. Oh.
Each size of eggs have a weight range. Like large eggs are around 50 to 60 grams. That is why I shifted to using grams in recipes instead of cups because it's less accurate.
Oh.
That is true, actually, if you think about it. Because like what I'm used to in my recipes are like the amount of eggs.
Yeah, right.
As opposed to the grams used for eggs. Now we know.
Tsaka yung ano, sabi ni Henry, sa lugawan daw, very common yung tanungan na, ilan ang itlog mo? Ah, isa lang po. Kasi ko ilang itlog yung ilalagay sa lugaw. So, itatanong ni Manan, ikaw, ilan ang itlog mo? Isa po. Ikaw, dalawa po. Ganun. Tama, ganun nga. And, Victoriano says, awkward questions when you ask a bald guy, do you still use shampoo? Pero kasi I'm thinking,
for the
shouldn't
scalp.
You? Kasi scalp siya eh. It's not skin. It's scalp.
Well, I guess most of them probably just use soap. I don't know.
Really?
Can I ask you a question, Chico? Since you like to lick shiny things.
Mm.
Have you ever wanted to lick
a head?
Have
you ever wanted to lick a head of like someone without hair?
Ako kiss lang.
Whose? Most likely no. Kasi that's Anit. There's something about Anit.
No, but
not...
if it's someone you love, then you kind of want to... Hindi, kasi ako medyo ano ko, marami kong ex na ano.
Vocal?
Yeah, semical, ganyan. Uh-oh. Even in college, like that was my preference before.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I mean, you don't like licking shiny things. He does.
Yeah. I don't know about... Yeah. Alam mo, it's a case-to-case basis. Let's just put it that way.
Eh, saka hindi naman lahat ng ulo basis. Shiny.
Oo, hindi lahat shiny.
Hindi naman lahat pinapolish yung ulo. Like,
uh-oh.
There are certain people with like super shiny
like for example, The Rock.
Heads,
pero, diba? Parang shiny na
siya.
Yeah,
but then there are also
iba,
others just, na parang hindi siya shiny. Mas mukha siyang...
Very anitish pa rin.
Parang alam mong scratchy kasi parang may,
yes.
may hair pa rin.
Because
so.
I'm getting like visions.
Oh.
Of Rico Robles sitting on that side and then Chico coming from behind going...
No. No. Nope. Nope. Not happening.
Never?
Not happening. Rico, you can rest assured that's not going to happen. Nope. We're good.
Or sa prod, di ba? Pwede rin habang nag-gun si DJ Tom.
Si DJ Tom.
Okay, alam si DJ Tom naka-cap lagi. So, yung cap yung...
I don't know.
Not for you.
And from... Poik, my former boss, when I handed in my resignation letter, asked me, is it because of me? Ooh, awkward because it was because of me. Kasi diba, like, technically you can because you are resigning, but it's also very confrontational.
Parang it might leave a bad taste
yes.
pa in there. Alam mo yun, parang...
Aalis ka na, magugulo ka
na. Ano pa eh, let's just end on a good note. So,
parang sige
let's
na.
End it in good terms na yeah. lang.
And also from Poik naman, when being interviewed for a job, the question, how much were you getting from your previous job? People don't know that the only way to answer this question is, I signed an NDA. Para you're not obliged. Kasi minsan it's like, you don't want to tell them how much you were earning. Kasi lalo na if it's lesser. Kasi
if you're... Baka tapatan lang nila or... Oh,
kasi if one of your main points is to gun for higher salary, that might not be very wise, right?
True.
From 7070, true story sa work, natatanong kami lagi ni wifey, magkapatid ba kayo? So, lagi ako nasasabi ni wife, maging sweet ka kasi. Kasi nga parang they seem more like...
Well, at least magkapatid. Yung iba mag-ama, mag...
Diba? Oh, that's worse. And the two tops, awkward questions, comes from Adventure and Boy Bakal.
They both say.
Adventure says, during pamamanhikan, if you ask, okay lang po ba magkaroon kami ng prenup agreement? Like, ikaw yung hihingi ng prenup and you're saying this to the parents of your fiancé.
I don't know how they would take that.
Ooh, right?
Yeah.
Kasi syempre, they're thinking, ano ba ang akala mo sa anak namin, gold digger? Diba? Yung parang, you'll get very defensive about it.
Especially parents, you know?
I don't know how that will work.
Especially and, the doms, the dominants.
Yes, yes, right? Yes. Or it doesn't matter as long as, you know.
Add in the subs.
From Boy Bakal, true story, back when I still had a Mexican housemate, his girlfriend keeps on barging in to our house, kahit wala yung housemate ko. So one time when I entered the unit, nandun na siya, and sheepishly asked me, I'm getting annoying, right? Which I answered, yes.
Point blank, period.
I'm not gonna hold back, but yes, that got awkward real quick. Kumbaga, gusto mong, you wanna make it awkward? Let's make it awkward. Okay, so what about us?
Awkward questions.
Sige ako. Because I use baby whale as a code, it's really weird when I'm like, with Marky knows this, when I'm with some random friend, and like somebody goes, Shabasi baby.
It's awkward.
At saka kasi like, so, like it has happened maybe like, I don't know, 5-6 times with different friends. Like basta may lalo na pag dalawa lang kami, kaya me and another friend.
Pero ano yung you know what? Ng mga friends na yun?
Ay hindi, iba-iba.
Iba-iba.
You would be surprised. Actually more yung...
Talaga?
Tapos yeah. Like yung ibang friends ko, tawan-tawa na lang na Diyos ko. Tapos like one time, I'm such a big fan. Siya ba si Baby Whale? Dito ako, hindi. Sabi ng friend ko, fan ba siya talaga? Bakit niya inisip na ako?
Parang imposible.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, one day if someone asks Chico that and I'm with Chico, I'll be like, you caught us. Sabay momol.
Okay. Pero diba, like, it's really, like, funny. Yeah. Well, actually, not awkward. More like funny. Funny lang naman. At saka, sometimes I don't know. Pag correct. Like, for example, remember that the one I told you? Immigration. This really, like, gruff-looking immigration guy. Saan kayo punta? Sa ano po? Kailan ng black? But wala ako sa show. So that kind of like, oh, he knows me. Kasi nga, sir, alis kami. Yun na sa likod mo. Sabas baby will. Like, I was like, oh, okay. But that was fun. That was funny. Like, okay. Okay.
So I am in charge of making coffee for rent rehearsals.
Okay.
So what I do when I get into the, I'm like an hour early normally and then I throw the coffee grind into the CR and then I flush it. It didn't flush properly one time. And I'm the only one there. And I'm the only one fixing it. So someone goes in and then he runs out. He said, Marky, was it you who... in the bathroom? And I said, oh shoot, that's coffee grind. I'm so sorry. It didn't flush properly. So yeah. Awkward
actually,
question.
Actually, this has happened a couple of times. Oh. Na ako'y pumunta sa bathroom natin. Tapos bilang may, wow! What the... Tapos bilang, ah, coffee.
Why don't you just throw it in the trash?
Because it's a mixture of water and coffee grind. So like, if you throw it in the trash, then there's water all over the place, so, and
talaga,
it's like a mess.
Pag yung unang bungad, talaga, napapa, yung quick U-turn, alam mo yung pagpasok mo na parang, wow, what the F? And then ma-realize ko, ah, okay, it's coffee grind. So, nakakapanic.
You'd give me a heart attack. I mean, ha!
To be honest, nakakapanik siya. I super get it. Because you do this, you do that here too. Okay. You.
I think awkward questions, anything to do with like children. Yun nga, like when you ask someone out of nowhere if they have children. Like, or why they don't have children. Or why they can't have children. Like all of those things. It's such a personal thing. And you just shouldn't ask. Like, wait for the person to open up about it if they want to talk about it. But don't ask. Don't ask. Especially if you're not close, you're not friends. It's just, it's so cringe. And just this, I mean,
I agree.
Not even being the person asked. Alam mo yun, just being like a bystander. It,
secondhand
my, it
cringe.
It makes me cringe so bad. I'm like, oh my God, no, she did not just ask that question.
That's true.
It's crazy. So yeah, please just stop.
Okay, thank you for joining us. And we'll see you again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Woo-hoo! And we'll see you tonight if you're watching Miss Jackson.
If you're nasty.
Yeah. Ooh,
we're so excited.
Janet, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
That's right.
Where are you watching Miss Janet, if you're nasty?
Araneta.
Araneta calls
the
on.
Araneta calls on.
So, we'll see you. Bahala na lang kayo pag may mga nakakita. Sino si Baby Will? Ito o ito?
All we'll say is...
Who's the other one?
It's a throuple.
It's a throuple.
It's just three of you.
Oh, no, four.
Who's the fourth?
Eh,
may kasama kami.
Bye.
Bye.